Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level to grow your income through sales, training, and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. You can learn more about us by joining our Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/Black Belt Selling. Now, Stephanie, last week we were talking about how to be unstoppable. And so we were talking about some things to help people build an indomitable spirit, because invariably we run into those obstacles. We run into those brick walls, if you will, to use a Taekwondo type of idea. We run into those things that seem to stop us in our tracks. And you and I know, and everybody that listens to this podcast knows, that you have to get yourself to a place where you're unstoppable. And the quote that I picked out is really kind of an interesting quote. It's actually Captain America's quote. It's, you know, in the movie, the Captain America movie, he is beaten, he is down. This is when he was skinny. And he stands back up to a bully. He's got blood running down from his lip, and he's tired. You can see it. He's weaving a little bit, but he puts his fists back up, and he looks at the bully, and he says, "I can do this all day." And so I thought that was an appropriate quote for talking about creating having four power centers that can unleash your inner strength. So we're going to be actually talking about the things in our personal lives that we have to make sure are functioning well in order for us to realize the success we're looking for.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, and it's funny, you mentioned the one where he's down and he's wheezing and he's all skinny still, but he never lost that spirit. You know, we went to go see Captain America at a local theater that does all sorts of funny stuff before it puts on the show, and they turned it, you know, he actually says, "I could do this all day," like five or six different times. Even in Civil War, in the middle of a fight, he's getting his butt handed to him, and he still comes up, and the guy he's fighting looks at him and says, "This is your final warning. Stay down. Do yourself a favor." And he gets up and he says, "I could do this all day." And
it's
funny because, you know, we're looking at it like, you know, this guy just doesn't get it. But I think that's a great example of the indomitable spirit. And I've got to say, you know, the first one we're going to talk about here is how to be unstoppable physical. And it's funny that you bring this up, because I just got done with a meeting with one of my coaches, actually. And I asked him, this is my public speaking coach, and I asked him, I said, "How do you keep from losing your voice at all these speakings that you do?" Because I have noticed that my voice starts to, you know, if I'm speaking three or four times in a week, and that's, you know, often the case, my voice by the end of the week is starting to, it's just not strong as normal. It gets a little bit, you know, it'll move into that crackly stage a little easier. And I asked him, I said, "You know, I feel like I'm chugging tea out the wazoo. How do you keep your voice?" And he looked at me and said, "Actually, it has nothing to do with how you speak. I found it has everything to do with how much sleep you're getting."
Oh.
And I looked at it, and at first I was like, "What?" And then I started to play back through it. And, you know, every time I get really busy with speaking, I don't get as much sleep. I tend to start to let that suffer because there's other things to do. And so I started to realize that it's not the fact that I'm speaking that much. It's that I'm not getting enough sleep. I'm not taking care of my body. So, you know, whenever you are looking and wanting to be unstoppable, you have to have to get yourself to a point where you are getting, you're taking care of yourself physically. You're getting enough sleep for one. What's another way people can take care of themselves?
Well, you know, we promised to talk about winning habits that you have to incorporate into your routine to protect your health. And really, health, that's important. And I'm glad you brought up the sleep issue first, because that is one area of our life. As we get busier and busier, we begin to think we're indispensable. That's the one area of our life that seems to get neglected the most, is getting enough sleep. Mm-hmm. But it's not just because it's going to help your voice. Sleep has a lot to do with thinking clearly. Sleep has a lot to do with having good memory recall. So if you're not getting enough sleep, you're actually not going to think clearly enough, so that when you are tackled by these challenges, these brick walls, you're not going to be able to have the reserves that your body needs, because sleep is important for body repair. You know, and especially mm-hmm. if you're under stress, you have to have that sleep so your body has time to repair, to recover from a very busy day. So sleep is one. The other thing, though, I think a lot of us, and I have fallen into this trap, is we tend to go for the fast food, but we're not eating healthy. And so I actually put on a good 20 to 25 pounds in the last year that I'm now beginning to shed, but it was because I wasn't taking the time to plan good, healthy meals. And so the problem was eating was an afterthought that I only thought about when I was halfway through the afternoon and I was finally getting hungry because I had worked through a problem.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
Actually, I did a blog post on my housing website that people might be interested in, and I just listed it's on my LinkedIn profile. I listed three easy recipes. They are five-ingredient recipes that are either quick to prep, or you can just put them together at the end of the day when you get home from work. Simple, simple recipes, uh-huh. but they're healthy. But the important thing for all of that is to have a plan. Take time every week to plan your meals so that you're not on the run 2 o'clock in the afternoon suffering from a blood sugar low, and now all you can think of is going through McDonald's to get a Big Mac. You know, you have to plan uh-huh. this out, and you have to schedule good eating into your daily routine.
Yeah, you do. And it needs to be done. You know, they've done all kinds of studies. I love studies. You guys are going to laugh because I feel like I say that every single week. But they've done all kinds of studies. The longer you go through the day, you know, have you ever noticed, we'll put it this way, have you ever noticed you go to a big seminar, and at the end of the day, you have done nothing but sit on your butt and feed your face, and you are exhausted.
Yeah.
You're sitting there, and you're going, what the heck? I have literally done nothing but sit here, and I feel like I worked a full day's worth of work. Well, they've actually been looking into it, and it turns out that your brain actually burns as many calories, as much energy. Now, this is not, you're not going to sit here and lose weight by thinking really hard, but it turns out your brain does burn nearly as many calories thinking and working. And this little thing we talk about all the time called willpower is a muscle. And the more you use it, the less it's going to work for you in a day. So you use it all day long, making yourself think, making yourself work. And that's why we get to the end of the day and we'll end up doing something stupid where we all of a sudden are eating, you know, a Big Mac and, you know, a tub of ice cream and five cookies. And we don't know how, but somehow we managed to consume an entire bag of chips as well. And we're sitting here going, you know, I wasn't even that hungry. I was so determined to lose weight. If you don't make a plan at the beginning of the day while you still got that willpower, you're setting yourself up for failure, because the likelihood you're going to be able to hold yourself to whatever your eating plan is at the end of the day is extremely, extremely, extremely frail.
It is. It is. And, you know, you were talking about burning calories, and and exercising your brain. But here's the other thing about taking care of ourselves to make sure that we have the energy, we can be unstoppable in sales and business, is that you have to get exercise too. And it's not just to lose weight. What I find is when I am tackling a particularly challenging problem and I don't seem to be coming up with solutions, what's really helpful is to take off my high heels, put on my walking shoes, and get on some exercise clothes and go out and even just take a 20-minute walk. The first 5 to 10 minutes, your head is still spinning. But after a while, you can begin to let go of those thoughts and just be present to your circumstances. And suddenly, there's several things that happen when that goes on, Stephanie. One of the things is you're recirculating your blood. So the energy, and you're creating new energy, that helps you think more clearly. I mean, it's almost as good as getting a good night's sleep. It really clears your head of the stuff that's keeping you from finding a solution. You know, but of course you're getting physically stronger. And, you know, the studies have shown you really, if you walk 10 minutes for 10 minutes, three times a day, let's say you can't spend a whole 30 minutes away from your job or your family, but you can take 10 minutes and go, that's found to be just as beneficial as walking for a full straight 30 minutes. And walking 5 days a week has shown to help people lose weight, even if they don't change their diets, which, of course, if we're losing weight, we're feeling better about ourselves as well. So exercise is powerful because not only does it help you feel good, but it really helps you think. It clears the cobwebs out of your head and helps you think.
It really
now,
does.
It really does.
It's powerful.
Absolutely.
You know, I've always done that. Whenever I was, you know, doing school, whenever I was really stumped, really stuck, I would go for a walk. And it's kind of like the concept of a retreat, where once you pull yourself away from the problem and you refuse to let yourself work on it, your brain starts coming up with all sorts of solutions. And it really, you know, it keeps you healthier so you can work longer. I always tell people, especially a lot of people, and I'm sure we have a lot of people listening to our show who are all solopreneurs, you know, means you're doing basically everything yourself. You're wearing all the hats. And if you're not healthy, your business isn't functioning. And so you have to take care of yourself. And I know we're coming up here and we still have one more coming up on the midway through the show already. So I guess we'll move on to the next key. If we haven't beat a dead horse enough, stay physically healthy. Take care of yourself. The next key to being indomitable is you have to take care of your spirit, right, Mom?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Stephanie and I are Christians. We follow the way of Jesus Christ. But I want to really, whether you agree with us or not, you still are a spiritual being. And so one of the things I want to encourage you to do, and this is going to be a little different than something we're going to talk about here later in the show, but I want you to find something inspirational that you read every day. I'm not even talking about self-help. I'm talking about, you know, if you go to church, if you go to a Christian church, read the Bible, commit to doing it every day. If you're a Bible reader, two books that I find that I read every day are Psalms and Proverbs. Psalms because they connect with the heart, the emotion. Proverbs because they're full of wisdom. So I will read one and it will be exactly what I needed for that specific day. So inspirational reading apart from the self-development literature that's out there. Stephanie, why don't you talk about the next key for spiritual rejuvenation?
You know, it's really important that you stay in control. You know, one of the things I talk about when I talk about staying physically fit with people is I talk about how, you know, I would rather be in control of my future than leave it up to someone else. And one of the ways I exercise control is by keeping myself, you know, is working out, being physically fit. And you have to have control over your mind too. And so I encourage people to use prayer and meditation. I write in my journal every single morning I have a journal. I sit down and I write down first my goals, and then I write and I turn those goals over to God every single day. The very next thing I write after I've written out my goals, short-term and long-term, is that, you know, I turn it over. It's no longer my job to make that happen. I just have to focus on the now.
Yes.
The next thing I encourage people to do is write down, you know, a little bit about what you're struggling with and what you need answers for. And I guarantee you start writing it down. We're very physical. We're very physical people. We see things. We connect with our handwriting. Your brain will start coming up with answers regardless of where you're at. So you have, but you have to take the time, right? That's my version of prayer and meditation. You have to take the time to sit down and get centered and spend time praying. I don't care if it's to yourself, but spend time praying to something. Understand there is something greater than you out there, whether you want to call it the universe, whether you want to call it karma, whether you want to call it God. I really don't care. There is something out there. Spend some time acknowledging that, getting centered, and meditating on yourself, your current situation, and your future.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you don't feel that you understand that kind of spiritual connection, you know, contact me and Stephanie. We'd be happy to share with you our experiences, because we are Christians and we do believe in the Christian way. And I have to tell you, I can't understand not having a connection to God to get through even just my daily life, let alone to lead a business to success. Well, my goodness, we are more than halfway through, and I definitely want to let people know that our CDs are still available. We have four dynamic shows that we've put on CD. You can listen to them in your car, or if you still have a CD player, my goodness, I don't know how many people still have those. You can listen to them at home. You don't have to be hooked up to the internet and use your data on your phone. But these were four dynamic interviews about helping you close, getting confidence in closing. And when you join us, then you all, when you get that, you also get a link to one show where we actually talked about the art of closing. So you actually get four CDs, but you get five. The cost is $30 plus shipping. And the way to order your CDs is to contact me at annajoescheller@gmail.com. That's annajoescheller@gmail.com. You will hear from greats like Ben Gay III, who talks about the magic of the close. You'll hear from Christopher Robbins, not Winnie the Pooh's friend, but an actual real person up in Canada, who gives us closing as an acronym. It's a great way to remember what you need to do to close, as well as Eric Lofholm, who set us on this journey that we now have endeavored with you and we're grateful for. And of course, how to have mental toughness. That was another one of our greats there. So please contact me, annajoescheller@gmail.com. If you are serious, it's a no-brainer, low-cost way to get great information from shows that we did over a year ago. Actually, I think over 2 years ago. So we're getting up to that point, Stephanie. All right. Well, where we'd like to go with this, we just talked about inspirational reading, but we also want to encourage you to do something that all the major self-help gurus tell us, and if they were here with you, which now we can call ourselves one of them because we're using their advice, they would tell you to do this one thing every single day, to stay encouraged and also to develop yourself, and that is to read self-help material every day. I've heard up to an hour a day.
Funny. I had a meeting with my mastermind. I have a group that I participate with that's my mastermind group, where I actually get to go in and help grow. And, you know, we hold each other accountable. And today, one of the questions that we were all answering was, what books have you read over the past 30 days? And a couple of guys in the group were like, yeah, I don't like reading. I don't read very well. I struggle with reading. I'm ADD. You know, I'm mildly dyslexic. You know, there were reasons for not really being great readers. And I looked around the group and I said, you know, well, this time next week, this is for our next meeting next month, we need to all have read at least one new book. And the guys that were struggling were like, oh my gosh, Steph, you know, no sympathy. Come on, we really struggle with this. You can't make us do that. And I looked at him and I said, you're right. I have absolutely no sympathy for that. Because guess what? I didn't used to be a big reader either. You know, I went through a period of about 3 years where I read pretty much nothing. So when you tell me you don't like to read, yeah, I don't either. I didn't either. I never read very, I didn't like to read well. I didn't like reading those books. They were dry. They were hard to get through. I completely understand where you're coming from. And no, I don't have any sympathy for it. Because if you want to be great, you have to do this. So whether or not you're a reader, I mean, look at it. You've got options like Audible, where you can listen to the book, listen to a ridiculous amount of books on your phone. There's no excuse for not reading anymore. And if you really, truly want to be great, you can't keep cutting yourself excuses either. I used to sit and wonder how the great CEOs, they say that the average CEO of a Fortune 100 company reads 60 books a year. 60.
Wow.
That's more than a book a week. I mean, are you kidding me? You're telling me you can't get through one book a month? No. You're never going to get to be like those people if you can't do what they're doing to be successful. So I don't care what your excuse was up till now about not reading. It's not valid. It's no longer acceptable. You have to hold yourself to a higher standard if you want to achieve higher results.
And,
okay,
you know, and it doesn't have to be like here. I'm going to recommend some books. Right now I'm reading a book called Tribal Leadership because that's the space I'm in, and I'm learning so much. Tribal Leadership by David Logan. But there are some phenomenal books out there. If you're just getting started in sales, read The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. Oh, my goodness, that is a must-read, Stephanie. Think and Grow Rich. That is an absolute must-read. You know, and specifically if The System by Eric Lofholm, that is a great, great way to get a great overview about sales and about this a system to follow that you can customize for your specific business. You know, but
really
they don't
like,
want to rule out magazines either.
Well, yeah, I'll give it to magazines, but I want to encourage people. You know, the book you first gave me was How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling. And I've got to tell you guys, every time I've given that book to someone to read, they explode in their personal life, their sales. It's an incredible content. You know, the guy had some revolutionary ideas as far as sales goes, and he will inspire you. But you're right, magazines are a great way too. You know, there's the Success Magazine. There's often a local business magazine. You know, we've got the Texas Business Journal. We've got all sorts of things that, you know, there's great content and there's short reads.
Yeah, they are. They are. I mean, I keep Fast Company, Inc., Success, Entrepreneur. I have an online subscription to those. And I make time to read something out of one of those magazines every day, as well as I do the Pomodoro technique. And so I will read for 25 minutes. And what that does is it helps me stay focused on one thing so I'm not rushing, because that tends to happen too. We feel like we got to get to the end of the book and we miss some golden nuggets because we're too busy rushing through the book. But that's powerful. But, you know, there's another thing that gets often neglected, Stephanie, and the thing is it's these connections that will re-energize us when we are ready to quit. And what are those connections, Stephanie?
Mm-hmm. The connections are your family, your friends, you know, your church, the people you hang out with. You know, this is, to me, this is such a big deal. I wrote my entire first book on it. I've got a series of books coming out over the next 10 years about this concept. Because the people you surround yourself with, you know, all these things are great. But you got to think about something. If you're one of our loyal listeners and you've been listening to us every Friday, or you've gone back and listened, you're bringing us into your life. Whether or not, you know, we may not be physically part of your life, we may not be hanging out every week in person, but you're bringing Mom and I into your life and making us part of your friend circle. And those people you surround yourself with, they will either encourage you to read and grow and inspire and continue setting higher goals, or they will give you all the reasons why it doesn't work that way. You know, for years when I was working at my corporate job, I never, that wasn't the culture. You didn't read sales trainers. Sales training was looked on very negatively. You know, those scammy little guys, right? And so that was what I did for years. And that was how I looked at it, because that's the people I was surrounded with. It wasn't something where I woke up one day and said, ooh, I think I'm going to look at sales trainers as scummy people who are just out there preying on us. You know, it was something that was just kind of the culture. And that was because of the people I surrounded myself with. So when you're looking at the people you're hanging out with, ask yourself one question. Do I want this person to be part of my average? Are they lifting me up? Are they pulling me down? Where are they taking me? Because I guarantee they're going to be making a difference in your life. The question is, are they making a positive one or a negative one? So watch who you connect with. Any last thoughts on that one?
Well, there's just, you know, there are times that the right people will give us the right encouragement we need, and also a different perspective. Because we tend to see things one way. Somebody else is going to see something totally different. So that's why a good coach is imperative for success. But also you have to have people around you who aren't business related, who aren't sales related, who are going to accept you unconditionally, love you for who you are. And, you know, again, you want one of the places to do that is inside a church, inside a synagogue, inside a spiritual group. But your family and your friends and the people who are invested in you as a person, who want to see you succeed and who will be honest with you to not allow you to get into a pity party when things are going rough. Mm-hmm. Because the fact of the matter is, Stephanie, we wouldn't have to have this conversation if everything went well. If success was a smooth road, but success isn't a smooth road. Not only is success not a smooth road, success, we gain success by struggle, by overcoming, by the indomitable spirit. And so if you didn't get a chance to listen to us last week, I really encourage you to listen to last week's podcast. It's full of great information directly related to your business. But it goes hand in hand with this one, because one of the tenets of Taekwondo is to have the indomitable spirit. Indomitable means that nothing will stop you. And doesn't everyone want to be unstoppable, Stephanie?
Unstoppable. Absolutely. You know, I really encourage you guys. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us every single week. You know, we're here every single week doing this session for you guys, bringing you this value because we know it can make a difference. And I want to thank you because you being our loyal listeners, whether you're plugged into our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling, or whether you are just following us on Blog Talk Radio and catching the recordings or catching the live ones, thank you, because you guys make this what it is, and you guys are why we do this. You're why we're here every single week, helping you become successful too. They say that the person who has the best intentions for the rest of the world are the most successful people, because once you've achieved success and you realize how incredible it is, you realize success is not something that is limited. It is not a limited quantity, and you want everyone else to be able to have the same success, and that's what we want for you. Again, we're still looking for success stories to feature on our broadcast. If you're interested, reach out to Mom at annajoescheller@gmail.com. You can schedule a time to talk about it by going to bit.ly/BBS show. That's bit.ly/B for black, B for belt, S for show or selling and show. In the meantime, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna, inviting you guys to join us again next week. We'll be bringing you more great content, helping you become unstoppable in sales. And we are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Make it a great week.